Good evening and welcome again to another episode of the C-List Villains, the cultivators of the comic culture. I'm your host, AJ, and we've got Red in the building. Luke and E-Man should be joining us maybe in a bit.
Luke's eating dinner and E-Man is dropping off the kid at counter practice.
Okay, so hopefully they can get some time to join in. But tonight, at least for now, you've got Red and I. Red, how's it going, man?
Villains Unite. What's up, dudes? I want to get your address. I thought I'm going to send this thing off. So send it to me on text.
All right, for sure. What's up, Legion of Comics? What's going on, Comics Lounge? How's your guys' – oh, and Herbs. Good evening, fine sir. How's everyone's Tuesday night? I don't know about you guys, but – it's hot as shit down here in SoCal.
Yeah, 82 degrees right now. Oh, yeah. Oh, you just had a tropical storm. So I figured
This
should have cooled you guys down a bit.
It was cool for a bit, but now we've got a heat wave. We actually got a heat warning.
Well, that's why you move your party east. Hang out in the high desert. It's a little bit cooler there, right?
Where, like Vegas?
No. Like, what's that? Where Bear Mountain is? Right by,
That area? Well, I don't know. I don't know about living that far out there.
Hey, just to go camping out in the cool.
That's true.
I know how hot it gets right there in the county.
Yeah, how's the 209? I mean, it's always hot Central Valley, right?
Dry. You can't even nap in the car because it's so dry and hot.
Yeah. So I see you got a keyboard back there. Do you still play the piano every so often or what?
No, not that one.
Okay.
I lost the plug for that one, so I've been like playing with the GarageBand app on this thing, so that keeps me busy when I'm taking a shit. So I'm making when I'm taking a shit.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it kind of bothers the guy next on the next stall. I was like, come on, man, I'm not like surfing the internet. I'm just making beats.
Right. How was your weekend overall?
Yeah, so good. Once you like come here, you'll see the wall. How I've been busy, like investing in Marvel Legends. So shit ton of Marvel Legends now. It's like, I don't know how that happened. I've just been stuck on buying that shit.
Really? Which ones do you have? Do you have like all the build the figures do you have?
No, I didn't get any build the figures yet. Oh, a bunch of loose ones. So I've been like getting all the movie characters, all the other model after. A bunch of Spider-Man. A bunch of the Spider-Man rogues, 3 Wolverines, 2 Captain Americas, 2 Sam Wilsons. I got half of New Warriors. Spider-Man and Friends.
Which Wolverine do you have?
I have the Wolverine with the dark mask. And
okay.
Then I got the brown and tan Wolverine, wife beater Wolverine, and then X-23.
Oh, okay, all right.
Herbs, hi.
Are you still doing the Funkos, or are you done with those?
Only if it's The Office.
All right, still doing The Office then, huh?
Just The Office. And maybe some Demon Slayer. Other than that, I still have a whole closet full of Funkos. I'll have to go through and sell them the bulk because I don't think anybody's buying. Just like how Herbs is already, you know, having a hard time selling off a bunch of his comics. So it is hard work. There's a lot of pricing, a lot of pushing that product, and then you got to learn how to ship right, and then you got to make sure that you go through PayPal because, you know, you want to be protected as a seller and a buyer. And there's so much intricacies in selling comic books, not just on eBay, but on Facebook and whatnot, that, you know, like you might as well open up your own brick and mortar just to like at least have a place for it, you know.
or at least an online store.
Yeah, it's all online stuff anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly don't really do too much Facebook or Instagram. When I sell, it's pretty much eBay. I know that they take a lot, but it gets the most views, and people will pay what I ask for the most part.
Well, unless you want to go through Shortbox, they're starting to do Rob Books now, and then eBay. I know that there are a bunch of the comic book vendors like Frankie's Comics are already underselling, and there's Whatnot where, yeah, they also take a cut of your profits, but still you'll get a ton more views there as well.
Yeah,
specifically for collecting.
I haven't done Whatnot. I don't buy Whatnot. I don't sell Whatnot, but I feel like you already have to have some sort of like following per se.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have that following from right from the get go,
you're always going to
post for free.
Yeah. Essentially. Yeah. So I don't really do the Whatnot thing.
Then there's YouTube, and you can always sell on YouTube.
Yeah, I could do that too. I haven't tried the YouTube selling yet. I did watch a couple of movies before. I know tonight's main topic will be Ahsoka, but I finally watched
Flash.
The Flash, yeah, because it's on HBO Max.
All right, let's get your score. Let's get your review.
Give me one second. We put that on the banner here.
Because everybody is all over the place as far as like their rating for Flash. I highly enjoyed it. You know, even though the CGI was kind of janky.
Yeah.
Story wise, it worked out fine. You know, and for what it is, like a semi closing the door on the Snyderverse, and then opening it up to a whole new era of the James Gunn universe, and it's a pretty good jumping point.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know, man. I thought it was so-so. I don't, maybe I'm getting comic fatigue, but I did watch Blue Beetle as well. But I'll get my thoughts on that after the Flash. But I don't know. Did you watch the CW Flash?
First season.
Okay. I just kind of felt like it was a rehash of that in some aspects. And then, like, the CGI was really... I don't understand what that whole CGI was all about, like, what they were trying to do.
It's just a portal into jumping off to another dimension, Earth 2 or whatever. They don't want to, A, spend the money to make it all crisp, but B, they're just making it look like it's a transition point between point A to point B. Okay. So it didn't have to have that kind of much detailing into it.
Right. I mean, I watched it at home, so I wasn't too disappointed. I guess I think if I watched it at the theaters, I would have gave it a worse rating, I would think. And I, you know what? Ezra Miller just doesn't do it for me as a Flash.
Hmm. Okay. All right. What do you think of the cameos, story? How it played out.
Story wise, it was okay. I liked Michael Keaton Batman, and I liked Supergirl. I thought those were the
saving grace of the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I kind of felt like maybe a little more Zod would have been good.
Okay.
Yeah. What is that? Is that feet reverb or what is that I hear? Am I the only one that hears that or no?
What are you, like a whoa, 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 kind of sound?
Yeah, kind of like a weird.
Is your AC on?
Yeah.
That's your AC.
No, it's something else because I've talked with the AC on before. Oh, all right, whatever.
If you're hearing it through your earphones, it's something else. So.
Okay.
I don't hear anything other than my AC.
Gotcha. But yeah, I mean, I would say if I had to give it a comic score, I'd give it a 7.
That's strong.
That's strong. I mean, no one wants a book CGC, CBCS 7.0, though.
That's a strong. That's a strong score. That's a solid score. You know, it's not perfect, and it has it has a bunch of spine ticks and discoloration, especially for it being the new book. Yeah, it's a strong score. Still solid, you know.
Well, what did you like about it?
I scored it at an 8.0, so it for me.
Oh, okay.
It was all the cameos. It was the story. I laughed at the part where they gave him CGI babies because he's not supposed to be 10 feet within the real child.
Is that why they did that? I just thought it was because it would be been harder to use real babies.
I mean, it would have been easier using, you know, dummy babies, but they needed the facial reactions.
Yeah.
Plus, you're doing everything in bullet time or speed bullet time. It's just, and it's the only way they could work out. And you know, the C wasn't supposed to be allowed their children after the whole thing.
I mean, do you like him as the Flash?
I have no qualms about it. He had the great acting by him alone as being Barry, as being the Flash. Is, you know, it's I neither hate it or like it. I just like this. That's cool with me. It works.
I didn't mind adult Flash, but the teenage Flash was far too annoying, I thought.
But that was the whole point.
This had to be
between already aged Barry and young Barry. And young Barry is the one that turns out to be the reverse Flash, right?
I don't know if that was supposed to be reverse Flash, though.
Or the anti-Flash.
Yeah, I guess we could go there. But even still, I just thought the teenage Flash was just too much, too annoying, you know?
That's, you know, you got to have that teenage angst in order to, I guess, push the narrative where, like, this young Barry's willing to do everything and anything he can in order for them to win the objective, which was to save the world, save his mom, and you know, try to get that outcome that they always wanted to get. Versus Barry, the older Barry, where it's like he finally realized, like, I can't keep doing this and going through this whole roundabout about, you know, about saving the world and saving mom. Because every time he does, shit still goes wrong.
Yeah. And I don't know.
That kind of still plays into the whole multiverse thing, but this time it's still linear for them versus what happens in the MCU where it kind of all branches off into something else.
Well, I also watched Blue Beetle. Did you watch Blue Beetle by any chance?
No, not yet.
Are you planning to, or now you're just going to wait?
I'll catch it this weekend. Shit. I mean,
I have to say, I actually liked it. Yeah, it was. I thought it was entertaining. I thought it was more entertaining than The Flash. My only qualm was the grandma at the end was a little too much for me, but overall I liked it. I'll leave it at that without spoiling too much.
I would think that this movie didn't get the push that it needed because of the strike. If you had your writers already promoting it, you know, without the strike, then at least it would have scored higher on the expectation level for that movie.
And the actor Zolo, I'm not even sure if I'm saying his name correctly, but I thought he was great. I really like him as an actor. I like him in Cobra Kai, and I was really rooting for him to do well in this movie, and I was rooting for the movie to do well because I want to see him keep portraying his character.
Oh, which you will. I mean, I don't think James Gunn wants to deviate from this. They already started the multiverse thing at the end where the what do you call it, the post-credit scenes where the dude came up on the what do you call it, the radar, the radio, whatever it is, and if you knew who it was the prior Blue Beetle to this guy.
Oh, so how do you know about the ending then?
I already peeked at it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I already peeked at it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot to take in, you know, as far as like that whole story, because you're looking at the not even the B or the C levels of DC heroes. You're looking at the bottom of the barrel, the like Z. Like who the hell is Blue Beetle?
That's true.
People seem like, oh, it's another copycat of Iron Man with a little bit of Guyver.
People are saying it's like Ant-Man. I was like, no, it's not like Ant-Man, no. I really didn't see the Ant-Man comparison.
The comparison is because it's also another insect.
Yeah. But that's about it, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Ant-Man shrinks and enlarges. Blue Beetle just has alien tech and pretty much is like a Power Ranger / Iron Man.
Yeah, I would say if you were to put it in a sense, I mean, I don't really know too much Power Ranger, but yeah, I would say Power Ranger / Iron Man.
Yeah, it's just armor with guns and whatever tech there is.
Yeah, I suggest everyone watch Blue Beetle if you get the chance. I recommend it. It's a fun movie. Like I said, the grandma's a little over the top at the end, but that's fine.
For matinee, right? Now you wouldn't want to watch it for like I guess.
Matinee. Watch matinee.
Matinee's going for you.
Yeah. This past Sunday would have been great because it would have only been $4, but hey, watch it matinee.
Not in Torrance.
What do you mean not in Torrance?
In Torrance, there was a big ass fight. A bunch of teenagers there on Sunday.
What happened over there? I don't even know about it.
A bunch of like one, I guess, a school, then another school versus another school. They all jumped each other at that AMC over there.
Oh, wow. I didn't even hear about that.
Oh, shit. You better go look up your news, dude.
Did you take advantage of $4 movies?
No. What was I doing? I was sleeping. Okay. I was sleeping. I needed recharge.
Well, everyone needs that recharge.
It's been a tough 6 weeks. So it's just, you know, everything is like going through the whole same merry-go-round as far as like go to sleep, go to work, back home, go to sleep.
No, I feel you. I mean, work hasn't been so crazy lately. But I know starting next week, it's gonna be crazy again for me at least.
There's ebbs and flows. That's all it is. And then you know, just it takes a lot if you keep on thinking about like, when's my next day off. They just gotta just trudge through it.
Oh, I don't really go like think about my days off now. I just grind it out, I guess.
Yeah. So tomorrow you could be dead. It's like, okay, well, if I'm gonna be dead, I'm gonna live it up.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get to the primary topic for tonight: Ahsoka episode 3.
That's right, Ashton. It's eh.
Oh man, you didn't like Blue Beetle, Ashton? Oh, all right. I mean, you're entitled to your opinion. I respect that.
People have high expectations for DC since the Snyderverse. And now that it's coming to its culmination, it's just it's a lot more disappointment than enjoyment.
Yeah, that's the thing. That there's a lot of I think just in general, people are starting to get comic fatigue, comic movie fatigue. So
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Superhero fatigue?
No, because they're still watching whatever's on Disney Plus. They're watching superheroes, not named Marvel or DC in other theaters. You know, it's there's stuff out there that it just maybe people's expectations of anything that comes out of DC and Marvel is gonna be extremely high because they're always gonna compare it to Phase 1 through 3 of Marvel and then whatever was it the jumping point for DC, which probably the Batman trilogy.
Right. Well, I mean, I will say this. The only reason why I attempt to keep up with everything comic book related as far as movies and entertainment is really the show. I mean, there's I don't think I'd be watching Ahsoka if it wasn't for the podcast.
Ashley said it right. They're getting shitty superhero fatigue. If it's a shitty superhero movie, then you wouldn't enjoy it. If there's a good superhero movie, they're definitely gonna watch it and have something just to say about it.
So let me ask you, what was the last good superhero movie?
For me?
Yeah, in your opinion.
Not Marvel or Marvel?
Either or.
Okay, I think I caught on DVD. Renfield was pretty good. That's pretty funny. That's not okay.
It's got to be comic book related.
Comic book related, then it would be Guardians, because Guardians was the last thing that came out.
Okay,
I highly enjoyed that one.
Wow. Okay.
As far as like superhero shows and movies in general.
I mean, you gotta admit, some of it you're just grinding out and giving it a pass.
About 70% of I watch, it's not grinding out. It's highly enjoyable.
Okay, yeah, I'm starting to grind out a lot of stuff. Like, I couldn't even finish. What's the one with the one Star Wars show, the one after Mandalorian, the Rogue One actor character?
Andor.
Yeah, Andor. Yeah, I could not watch that. I went through two episodes. I'm like, I'm done.
That was a slow burn. That was a slow burn. I like that one. The same thing for Secret War, or Secret Invasion. That was a slow burn, but I like the way it kind of gave off.
Yeah, I was enjoyed with Secret Invasion. I think because the acting was good. You know, it had really good acting.
Yeah, like the only Disney Plus series I wasn't really enjoying, that I really had a trudge through was Moon Knight.
Okay, I could see that. It
was all over the place for Moon Knight.
What about Ms. Marvel? Did you watch that?
Oh, I love Ms. Marvel. That was fun. Ms. Marvel and She-Hulk are probably my top two Disney Plus shows.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm easy to entertain, but you know, as far as comic book accuracy, for me it's there, and I highly enjoy the writing and the acting on both series.
I would say She-Hulk was clever. I didn't watch Ms. Marvel, so I don't know. And Ashton really did not like. Wow, he didn't like Secret Invasion.
I know Ashton's gripes that one too.
Which are what?
It just wasn't. He wasn't digging it. It just seems like it's really too slow for him.
Okay.
Right. Unless you want to type it out for him, Ashton, go ahead.
So, Red, what did you think about the last episode that we saw Ahsoka?
What was that?
Ahsoka. Episode 3.
Oh, that was fun. That was fun. It didn't move the story along, but action-wise, that was fun.
I liked it too, yeah.
I felt like a whole beginning of it, there was a whole kind of samurai vibe. And then all of a sudden, during the dog fight, it felt like I was watching Memphis Belle. You know, seeing all the throwback P-51 bombers versus the B-51 bomber kind of dogfights from the 1940s. And then a lot of character development between Ahsoka and Sabine.
Yeah.
Compacted within the 6 episodes that they needed to kind of not drag it out. So they're just giving it us hard fast with this.
Yeah. I know you didn't watch Rebels, the cartoon, right?
I didn't get to, but I read up on the
space whales.
The Cliff Notes.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I like the callback to the space whales. That's all. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, and then we got to see Jason.
Jason. Oh yeah. It's so weird because in the non-canon, that's supposed to be a solo, but they used it.
Yeah, they used it for this. So it's a nice little homage.
Exactly. That's what the word homage. Yeah.
Yeah. Here we go. Story was not good at all. Secret Wars, poor writing, poor plot, killing off characters and to not have to deal with them. Writing wise, sloppy shit.
Oh, wow. I liked the characters they had. I liked the antagonist. I liked the best friend that died, and I liked the Mother of Dragons, her character. I don't even remember her name.
Emilia Clarke.
That's it, Emilia Clarke, the actress. Yeah.
But I'm kind of agreeing with Colby Smothers' character is dead, and then the guy that played the father of Emilia Clarke. I can't remember his name. His character being killed off. It's now you're left with, like, how is Fury supposed to move on, especially without those two in his corner.
Did you think that they were going to bring back Colby Smulders as a Skrull? I thought that's what the plan was.
That's what I was hoping to see. I was also hoping that, you know, Agent Coulson would just somehow return.
Oh, is he dead in the show or in the world, in that world?
Well, remember he died in Avengers 1.
But they brought him back in S.H.I.E.L.D.
No, S.H.I.E.L.D. was before Avengers 1.
No, because I remember, like, there was that whole thing, like, he remembered dying, I thought.
Well, and then, he's still dead. He's still dead in this universe.
Okay. I could have sworn, like, I remember, like, he came back, but he doesn't know how he came back.
They haven't, if that is supposed to be canon to the MCU, they haven't really associated with them yet.
Let's see. Is Agent Coulson dead?
Corny Super Soul obvious battle. Yes, corny, but works out because then that's how you got a little bit of everybody from the original I can't remember the last movie for Avengers, which was Infinity War. Get them incorporated in there.
Okay, so here's something I just read. Coulson was brought back to life via the Tahiti Project in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but the show is not canon in the MCU.
Yeah.
So I did not know. So the show Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is not canon?
Yeah, well, look how they're slowly making a canon. If we're gonna count Doctor Strange, and they brought one of the Inhumans.
Yeah.
But as far as like those S.H.I.E.L.D. agents, I think that's gonna play in later.
I wonder if they're gonna ever bring fan favorite Quake.
That was the whole rumor. Quake is the Asian chick, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Chloe something.
Chloe Bennett. That's right.
Yeah.
And if they brought back, it'd be nice if they brought back Ming-Na Wen too, her character. They actually had a lot of good characters towards the end. But we'll see.
Yeah, the MCU is still young. There's a lot more story to be told, but you know, they're trying to expand it with more characters where they don't want to concentrate on just the G squad.
Yeah.
The non superpower G squad.
All right, I got to know, what is past lives? I have no clue what that is. Do you know what that is?
No idea.
I'll have to look that up after the show and maybe see what that's all about. Past lives. All right.
Oh, yeah. But when it comes down, like Ahsoka episode 3, yeah, it's like, I like the little throwback with the kid, the homage to Jason Solo, and I'm pretty excited to see what happens next. Now that you have Ahsoka and Sabine on the planet, and I forgot the Sith master's name and his apprentice. So you will probably get that lightsaber battle between the masters and apprentices.
So yeah,
that's gonna be the main thing for next episode. And then I think the red herring right now is, yeah, remember Tron Legacy?
Yeah.
Okay, and remember that do you remember the other Inquisitor that's flying with the
yeah, with the yeah girl?
That's, I'm thinking that's Ezra.
That's a fan theory that everyone's thinking.
It has to be. It has to be. Like Jedi, like they already foreshadowed it where the guy said that it would be sad to kill Ahsoka. There are so few Jedi left.
Yeah. I mean, that's a theory that's been floating around. So I wouldn't be surprised if that's the case.
Obviously, no way Ezra is going to be hanging out with Thrawn on whatever planet he's on.
Well, the weird thing is, so they're going to have to explain, because Thrawn and Ezra, they were both on the same ship that was lost. So they're going to have to explain how Ezra's with them, but they don't have Thrawn. So that's one thing that they're going to have to explain, if that's the case.
Well, it could be that that witch went out there to go get Thrawn and then found Ezra.
Okay.
With no memory.
And that's why. So, Winter Soldier type of thing?
Winter Soldier kind of thing. So, that's why she came about the whole map. Like, she already had an idea where Thrawn was, or already had contact with him, and thus knowing the location of Thrawn.
Yeah. You know what? I wouldn't be surprised now that you think that they could do a whole Winter Soldier where he's just, doesn't have this memory and they brainwashed him.
Yeah. She's a witch. She could do anything.
That's true. Yeah.
All right. It's a good cinema, no comic. It's an Asian indie film. Okay. Well,
what's he talking about? Plus Asian indie film. Gotcha.
Let us know what streaming service is on so we can catch it.
Yeah, yeah.
Then Ashton's giving us a reaction on whatever we said. A theory on Ezra being the last Inquisitor guy, probably. I think Ashton, when you jump on your show or whatever we get together again, I like to expound on that. Let's talk. Let's talk about that. I like to get your input on that, man.
What would you grade the book, the episode?
Oh, well, we didn't get to discuss your reaction yet on the first two.
You know what? Overall, I find it adequate. I should say it's not the best, but it's not the worst, and it's good. It's good to just, I mean, like, I have nothing else to watch, so I don't mind watching it. Put it that way.
All right. Well, like, my score is going to be a 9-0 as far as, like, this episode. And the last three altogether, I'd say it's a solid 8-0 for now.
Yeah. You know what? I would say I would agree with that. I would say this is definitely the best one out of all of them. Overall, though, you know, I would say in the eight category, the, what's her name? Jason's mom. What's her name?
Hera.
Hera. Yeah. I don't know, man. The makeup just looks too fake. It doesn't. I don't get the vibe that she's like a green character. I just get the vibe that she's put on a pile of green makeup.
Well, I mean, look at the previous Twi'leks that we had to deal with. None.
Yeah, okay.
Like the last one really that had that kind of that much screen time was a stripper from Jabba the Hutt's fortress.
That's true. Yeah.
So maybe the practical effects isn't really vibing for you, but as far as her character moving the story along, it works fine.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing is, the CGI is good. I think the CGI is really good for the show.
More action, strong female cast. This is what we're getting. This is what we're getting, and definitely it's a. I didn't have any expectations for it, really. I'm highly enjoying it.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Let's see. Mike, surgery went well, in a little bit of pain. Mike, I know you just got your penis reduction surgery, but you got to donate some of that penis over here because I'm going to need more length on this side.
Oh, man. Mike, I didn't know you had surgery, but I'm glad that it went well, man. Get some rest, buddy.
At least Ashton likes the episode so far. And we're probably going to get a good, strong showing for the first season. And then, you know, after that, then we're kind of like now guessing, like, maybe how will they top this initial season?
How many episodes is this season supposed to be?
Six. That's what I read. Yeah.
Okay.
So we're already
at the midway point. Yeah. Yeah.
Because after this, it's what's another Disney Plus show coming up? Loki. Yeah.
Oh, when does Loki come back?
Loki should be in around October, September, October on there. So that's on the docket. And then I think we're done as far as like we're done as far as like Marvel and Star Wars for the rest of the year because nothing has been produced since the strike.
Do you know if Aquaman is still supposed to come out in December?
Yeah, that one's still on the schedule. And that one's been done. I think
they haven't put any trailers out or any teasers out or anything though.
They're not gonna put forth the money for it if they're stars and their writers and whoever else is part of their promotional department that's gonna push the movie out. That's why Blue Beetle didn't do well. And what other movie that came out that's supposed to do well? You know, surprisingly, that'd be Indiana Jones because Barbie and Oppenheimer did well. And this is because of word of mouth.
Well, actually, not really because those were the last two movies that the cast was able to promote before the strike. So that really helped out.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah. So the stars were able to promote it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe not the full-on, like, full tour promotion, but they got to promote it before the strike happened.
Yeah, plenty of TV spots already for it.
Yeah. The toys.
Go ahead.
The toys in and the figures are already out in stores. Which for what? For Aquaman?
Yeah.
I haven't seen any Aquaman toys.
I wouldn't doubt it. They're starting early. They're putting stuff out for Christmas now.
I'd have to check my local Target or Walmart. But yeah. Do you have any predictions on the next couple episodes of Ahsoka?
Other than Ezra, I mean, you're gonna get a pretty dope lightsaber duel between the masters and the apprentices. And then you're going to get a taste of Thrawn probably at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
And or at least the fourth episode. And then then we get I think on the fifth or sixth is where you finally get to see Anakin as Vader.
Oh, you think he's going to pop up on this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
He's on the cast list. So he's gonna pop in.
Oh, he is? I didn't even know that. Evil Fed said he just bought the McFarlane Black Manta yesterday. Oh, they're out. Oh, okay. You know what? One thing that I was wondering about is, you know, that whole scene where Sabine was wearing the visor mask or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, the whole Kenpo suit.
Yeah. I was waiting for them to use that old school like Star Wars, like when you know when Yoda talks deep and says use the Force, that background music. I thought that they were gonna play that, but they didn't.
They didn't. But if you're also expecting the whole mask and ball laser thing, remember he got that from the Millennium Falcon. So the Millennium Falcon isn't really a Jedi training shit. It was just an apparatus for Chewie or for Han to play with.
So yeah,
it was good enough for the training, but as far as like actual Jedi training equipment, it's Hu Yan that had it, and that's why he brought it with him, because he was the last training robot out of the temple.
Yeah. But yeah, like I was saying, I thought they were going to play that Jedi meditation music thing that they always play.
The little...
Yeah.
They should have, but I think that we're now expecting it, so they had to change it up.
Yeah, and I thought Ahsoka was going to give like some deep, like, you know, meditate, use the Force, and then...
Because her master was Anakin. Anakin wasn't down for that.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. That's probably why they didn't play that music either.
Anakin was a jerk. Especially his Padawans.
That's true. What was another point that I was going to think about? I wanted to say... I thought for sure they were going to talk about, you know...
That was a jerk too.
Who? Oh, he got that... yeah. He treated him pretty bad. He treated him like an older brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought for sure they were going to say something about Sabine Wren, like, you know, she has no midichlorian count. And, like, I just want them to somehow retcon that the midichlorian count has nothing to do with the Force. You don't think that's ever going to happen?
Not in the near future. Not yet. Because how do you retcon something that was so prominent in the Phantom Menace, and then all of a sudden it just the whole idea disappears, you know?
Well, that's what I thought they were going to do. I thought they were going to mention Sabine has no midichlorian count, and then all of a sudden she gets better and better as a Jedi. So at that point, you could say the midichlorian count means nothing.
They could do that, because they're pushing the narrative where
she has no force talent or whatever.
No, but they're pushing that everything in the universe has
correct
force in them.
Yeah,
it's just whatever level can you control.
Yeah, I mean I know that George Lucas created that whole thing with the midichlorian count, but that's just one thing I really wish that they would retcon in some way.
If they're gonna tie it, they've done a great job as far as like tying the universe together, but between the writing styles of Lucas versus Filoni versus Favreau, you know, taking all that stuff into consideration, there's a lot of needless information right now, and they're just trying to push the story along. So having to concentrate on midichlorian count as far as like, you know, as a narrative, it's kind of pointless. So they could probably just, they'll probably put it in a book. Like there's an accompanying booklet for I know Mandalorian that has
like a little compendium type of thing.
Yeah.
I'll take that. Evil Fett doesn't think it's gonna happen. It's not gonna happen. Yeah,
if we book Filoni on here, we could straight up ask him.
Well, here's the thing. Even if he wants that, he may not do that just out of respect for George Lucas's vision, right?
It's not. Oh, okay. It could be. Yeah, you're right. Or just finding a way to tweak it somehow to make it work to how he's honing the universe.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, I'm done with. I think I've done everything I wanted to say for Ahsoka. What about you?
I think as long as people don't have like super high expectations for this show and then just enjoy it as is, I don't think about it being woke, because it's
not woke.
Well,
I never thought of it as a woke,
but because women's empowerment is a woke for most people.
I guess, but if you
want in Mandalorian with, you know, with the three ladies going get Giancarlo Esposito fried chicken man over there from Breaking Bad, you know, it's like they're always saying that Disney's trying to push his narrative of book. It's like, no, they're pushing the story. Yeah, granted, there's women being superheroes, but representation kind of matters when he's like, wow, we get to see women wield lightsabers. We get to see women fight. Not just the men, the males in the story, it's these ladies. They appreciate
it too. And I will add, if you watch any of the Rebels, all the characters, I mean, all these characters are all characters that are still currently like alive in like the three main characters, Sabine, Ahsoka, and Hera, they all survived Rebels. The rest of them, you know, one of them passed away. Ezra's not there. So, you know, those are the main remaining characters from Rebels. So,
yeah, well, isn't what's her face part of that team too? She's now on
Mandalorian?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was in Rebels too. She was a key figure in the Rebels cartoon.
But she's the one that brought up Sabine.
I can't remember. I mean, they were both Mandalore, so, but I don't remember the backstory. But yeah, they know each other at least.
Yeah. They weren't the strictly mask on type of Mandalorians. They were
not. Yeah.
They were the zealots. They were following the way, but not keeping the mask on.
Yeah. But are you reading anything right these days? Or are you reading any comics or anything?
No, I stopped buying moderns.
Oh yeah, what are you collecting these days? Or are you still collecting at all?
Just collecting silver and bronze. If I get lucky, I can find some gold for cheap, and I'll get that. But I've been building up this whole collection of Marvel Legends. That's been fun. And I mean, I got a whole box of comics right there that I haven't opened for the past 6 months.
What room is this?
This is the front room, the one that faces the garden.
Okay.
Yeah.
So right when you enter.
Right, you enter on up from the stairs and go to left, you'll see my sleeping room, and then this office will be directly left to it.
Okay.
So you've slept in this room before.
Okay, gotcha. Sickotron, thanks for joining in. He's got a big question. All right, what's the question, sir? Or ma'am, I don't know who you are.
Type it out, Sicko! Oh, well, we're waiting for that. Again, we do have a raffle going on. Let me pull that shit out. All right, so, again, we have a raffle for this Amidala, for this Turtles and Carnage.
That's a nice Carnage cover too.
We're gonna pull the winners. The way to enter is to if you go look back at the previous episode, or let me do it right now. Let me find it. Let me find this poem or this saying that we wrote. Let me find it here. All you have to do is record yourself saying this, I guess.
Mantra.
Thank you. Mantra. And send us the video, and and if you like it, we'll use it on a promo.
What's the mantra?
I'm looking for it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you're looking for it.
I remember putting on E-Man's. I can find it. Dang.
Evil Fett says, yeah, the raffle, I still want to win.
He's probably the only one that entered next to him and James. I made a copy of it somewhere. Here we go. That's up. Let me pull it up here. Present window. That one. Yes, I'm going to share that one. Remind me later. Okay. So you need to repeat this mantra on a video, record yourself, and send us the copy of the video in order for us to showcase it on our socials. And also, we appreciate you subscribing. Make sure you hit the notification bell and let you know that when we come on. So you enter by repeating these words. When there's a fight, when wrongs need to be right, assemble your crew and let the villains unite. So repeat these exact words on a video and then send us that video on our C-List Villains podcast and C-List Villains Instagram messenger, and they'll automatically enter you into the raffle. We'll do this raffle in roughly 2 weeks, maybe, because we're doing our 3-year anniversary episode here shortly, and that's when we'll do the raffle.
Okay, so Sicko Tron wanted to know how you enter. So again, just follow C-List Villains podcast on Instagram and record a video, send it, or is that the best way, right?
Yeah, that's the best way. Okay. That way everything is all centralized into those two messengers. Because if we give them any other contact info, then something will get lost in the weeds.
Yeah. So Cyclotron wanted to know, I have not seen Star Wars. I'm watching Rebels to start. I love spoilers. Does what I'm watching have to do with Ahsoka, or is it just more? No. So it does. I would say Ahsoka is a continuation of Rebels. So if you like Rebels and you're enjoying what's going on in that story, Ahsoka is definitely a continuation of it. So, yeah.
Spinoff.
Not even so much, just because it's still the same. It's still the same characters.
Just because it spun off from Mandalorians when they introduced Ahsoka there. And then because it's also a continuation.
Oh, yeah. Spinoff of Mandalorian, I guess.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
It kind of branched off from those two shows in order to make this one.
Yeah. This one show.
Yeah. It's definitely, it's enjoyable. Just, don't think of it being whatever it is that the people are saying. Go in there without any expectations, no opinions, and then formulate your own opinion after you watch the first three episodes.
I think that's the way you got to go with anything Disney Plus these days. Just come in with an open mind and just take it for what it is.
The use of woke is getting tiresome. And when they say woke, it just means some bullshit about, it's something about women, it's something about colored people, it's something about being feminine, how they're thinking Disney's pushing an agenda, which they're not. They're just placing representation where it needed to be.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, I did not see any wokeness in Ahsoka for sure. Just if you like Rebels, you'll like Ahsoka.
And you'll definitely like the first episode because you got to see a lot of Sabine's ass on the pipe.
And then, I don't remember that.
And then the third episode, which is a lot of action there, especially if you like spaceship fighting.
Yeah, you know what? The dog fight was cool. They haven't had a good Star Wars dog fight in a while. I have to say, that was a good dog fight. Mm-hmm. Cyclotron said, "Woke is the new Nickelback." Oh man, You know, I went into a deep dive of like Nickelback songs just recently. I don't know why, but I was like, what happened to it? I think because like I saw something on YouTube about their fame and their popularity, and then I was like, let me look into what's in their song catalog.
Nothing wrong with Nickelback. It just somehow became the butt of a joke.
Yeah. Travis Mitchell. I came into the stream exactly on you get the seal of
jazz. Yeah, yeah. Remember, she's bent over on the bike, on the speeder bike, racing down the highway. So, and she lowers the bike in order for her to avoid the little you got a nice view of the peach and roundness of that ass, and then you also get a peek of it when she's standing at the little tower.
And Cyclotron, no, a big alien. No, Sabine is the girl.
She's the Australian Chinese actress.
Oh, why? Has she been on other things before?
Yeah. I didn't even know it was a sequel to Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
When did that come out?
2016.
Oh wow. Yeah, I've never even heard about that movie.
It was one of those direct to streaming instead of just direct to video or direct to Cinemax. It had the right idea, but it didn't have the right essence for what Ang Lee had done for the first movie. It was just a bad interpretation.
Okay.
It just didn't have any heart.
Okay. So you watched it?
No, I read the review.
Okay. I was like, oh, damn, you watched the movie.
I will watch it. Soon, we just
support her or what?
Support her, and she looks pretty dope.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't believe it. It's so big; it looks Photoshop, right? Possibly, but she does work out. I mean, she had a workout for the series, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Twisted Metal is greater than Ahsoka. I've yet to see Twisted Metal. There was stuff for it at Comic-Con, but because there were no actors and no writers or producers from the show to really push it out there.
Yeah, they had the cars pushing it. That's about it.
That was it. It's like if you had played the game, you would be familiar with the cars. But as far as like a story coming out of a video game, it's kind of tough to really extrapolate that, especially from like two games from the first PlayStation.
Yeah, I mean, I heard Twisted Metal is good, so I plan on watching it at some point.
I mean, I heard that the Gran Turismo was doing well
this week. Oh yeah, I actually want to watch that. I never really played the game, I never got into it, but the movie looks interesting.
Yeah, I just watch it just to watch Orlando Bloom say Nissan instead of Nissan.
Is that what he says?
Yeah, it's like, well, that's a weird saying of Nissan.
Maybe what if that's a correct saying? We've been saying it wrong the whole time.
I gotta ask a real Japanese person, like, hey, is that how you really say Nissan or Nissan? Because even Koreans, I just figured out Hyundai is pronounced Hyundai in Korea in the motherland.
Okay. Travis Mitchell says, I remember seeing a lot of hippo pig's ass in the Force when he was drinking. I don't even remember that hippo pig.
yeah, hippo pig was the vendor that was collecting parts from the Imperial ships.
Oh man, I don't remember any of that.
He would hand Ray 3/4 portions, and the actor that played him or that voiced him was Simon Pegg.
I remember him being in the movie. I just don't remember the character.
Okay, yeah, that's Hippo Pig.
All right, guys. Well, I think that's it for tonight, right, Red? Or anything else?
Yeah. We'll see you guys in the next episode. Hopefully, we'll get everybody on, and then we'll get a good episode of Ahsoka Episode 4.
Maybe you'll be able to watch Blue Beetle and give a review on it.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I'll trudge my way there. I don't think I'll trudge through the movie, but I'll trudge my way there, depending on if it's hot or not. And then is there anything else on here? Rick and Morty is supposed to be out October 15th.
We should do episodes of reviewing it. I don't know if you and I are the only ones to watch it, but we should definitely do Rick and Morty reviews.
We can do it. And then we'll get a Loki next month or even October. Yeah. Otherwise, we're going to set up for our 3-year anniversary show. Maybe book a stripper here and there. I don't know if it's in the budget.
All right. Well, with that being said,
what did Trevor say? No, when Finn is on Jakku drinking the water, that guy. Okay, it's just the camel looking thing.
Oh, okay. All right, guys. Well, with that being said, thanks for coming on tonight. We'll see you guys all next week. Peace out.
Bukkake!
Thanks again for listening to another episode of the Sealess Villains Podcast, your cultivators of the comic culture. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and email us at sealessvillains@gmail.com. You can also leave us a voicemail or text us at 209-975-7597. Be sure to join Luke Week's Facebook group, Rare Keys and First Appearance Comics. And you can follow us on our two Instagram accounts, Sealess Villains and Sealess Villains Podcast. Lastly, follow the villains on their separate IG accounts, at Luke Weeks, at C-List Villainous Red, at C-List E-Man, and I am at AJ the Comic Collector. Thanks for listening.